TGI.
We have 20 minutes away from 9 o'clock in the morning. We have a new guest, a new special guest with us this morning.
We love it. Ben Beatty from the Wood County General Health District. He's our commissioner. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Wood County has a much larger number of cases than either Hancock or Seneca, but you obviously have a lot more people because you head up into the Toledo area as far as the river. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So our northern part of our county is Perrysburg and Rossford and Northwood, which do have a large number of people for us. And so Wood County as a whole has about 130,000 people. And so our cases are probably considerably higher than some of the surrounding counties.
How are you conducting the testing in Wood County versus Hancock or Seneca?
Yeah, so what we're doing is it's kind of twofold. Testing is still limited, so I'm sure even in Seneca or Hancock, the testing's limited, and that's been a struggle for all of us in public health over the last several weeks. We do have some test kits from the Ohio Department of Health, but because those supplies are limited, we're primarily utilizing those in long-term care facilities, because that's where we've seen in our county where the outbreaks can really spread very quickly, and obviously those the populations living there are the most susceptible to this virus. And so when we do see a case or two pop up in a long-term care facility, we try to get in there and test as many symptomatic residents and staff as possible. And so that's primarily how the health department in Wood County is utilizing our tests. The hospital is doing something similar, so they're utilizing their tests for individuals that may need to be hospitalized or their healthcare workers to make sure that we're able to get them right back to work if they turn out to be negative. And then we're also utilizing some tests for first responders, so EMS, fire, law enforcement that may come down with symptoms as well, and we want to test them right away to get them back to work if that test does come back negative, or we know to isolate them away from work for the appropriate time frame if they would come back positive.
Well, we're now going into the second month of all of this, and at what point does the testing increase in terms of test kits being made, mm-hmm. Made for you to use? Because right now it seems like everyone is short on them.
Yeah, you're exactly correct. And so that's a challenge, and that's been my frustration through the entire response of this, is it seems like just when we start to hear like, oh, next week or the week after that, we're going to have plenty of testing and somebody figured it out, something usually comes up that then we're short on one other component of the test. And so that's what, I've tried to get people to understand that the test isn't as simple as some may think that it is. There's multiple components to it. And if any part of that test kit is missing, you can't run that test. And so we may have plenty of one aspect of the test, but be short on another. So right now you're probably hearing a lot about the reagent mm-hmm. being hard to come by. And it sounds like they may be coming up with a solution for that. And we're going to get some help federally in Ohio to get that into Ohio so that we can get more testing. But I still sit back and say, until we actually see those tests come into Wood County, I'll kind of wait to see when that actually happens, because we also need to recognize that Wood County and Hancock and Seneca, we're not hit anywhere near as hard right now as some of the larger cities. And so even as that testing capability for Ohio as a whole ramps up, I think we all can expect that a majority of those tests are going to go to the larger city areas first that have been most impacted. And so I still think we maybe have a little while before we see sort of the massive widespread testing of whoever wants a test gets a test. I think we have some time until we're at that point.
Speaking of the numbers, what are the current numbers in Wood County?
Yeah, currently we have 82 total cases of confirmed and probable cases, and unfortunately we do have 12 deaths in Wood County. Now, again, just as we were talking about with the testing being in short supply, we absolutely anticipate that we have far greater numbers in Wood County than just 82 cases. And so what we're seeing with the phone calls that we get and the information that we hear from people on their symptoms, but they're not, you know, they're not sick enough to need to go to the hospital, and so they're not, you know, they're not ill enough to need to be absolutely tested. A lot of them are just staying at home and recovering, and so obviously we can anticipate that it's actually probably pretty widespread across Wood County right now.
Ben, with the number of the 82 with the 12 deaths, how many do you have? Do you have any that have been recorded that are recovered?
That's actually really hard for us to track, because the issue that we have right now is our time is spent primarily tracking confirmed and potential cases so that we can get those people isolated at home to make sure they're not spreading it to others. Unfortunately, once we have them isolated at home, there's not a lot of follow-up that we have time to do to kind of reach back out to them to see when they've recovered. That's usually just between them and their healthcare provider, because we're already moving on to the next cases to try to keep, you know, slow down the spread of this. So the data around individuals who have fully recovered usually only comes from individuals who have been hospitalized and then left the hospital because they got better. But when we actually look at the true number of individuals who have recovered, we actually don't have a data statistic on that.
The COVID patients are all at Bay Point, correct? Is that where they're all being transferred to? Or Bay Park?
Yeah, so what you're hearing is, so that's ProMedica's system. So generally for the ProMedica hospitals up in Toledo, if an individual is basically, you know, confirmed or suspect with COVID-19, they actually do get transferred to the Bay Park Hospital in Oregon. And so that's sort of the hospital that they're using, has basically a COVID-19 hospital to try to isolate individuals into one location. Mercy has a similar type of system. They've set up, they actually changed their cardiac unit at St. B's over to a sort of a COVID-19 hospital, and they're utilizing that. But then you have places like the Wood County Hospital that actually, their numbers are low enough that they're actually just able to keep those individuals in their ICU, but with proper precautions and personal protective equipment, they're able to keep them right in the hospital right there.
Are you feeling very suspicious, maybe the wrong word, are you feeling okay that some of the people will be going back into work again, mm-hmm. starting May 1st?
It does create a concern. Yeah, it does create a concern for us in public health. I think in Wood County and in Ohio, kind of across the board, we've done a really great job of keeping our numbers at a very steady, you know, steady pace that is, we all can sit back and recognize that the healthcare system can totally handle the numbers that we're seeing right now at the pace that they're at. And so that, you know, that's a really good thing that, you know, all this work that we did on the front end actually, you know, it really paid off. The concerning side is, as we start to open things back up, obviously we're going to see people, you know, getting together more than the shelter at home situation that we're in right now. And so inevitably those numbers have to go up. More people are going to get it and the numbers are going to go up. The challenge for us is walking that fine line of how much can we open things up but keep the numbers at a level that the healthcare system can keep up with. And none of us want to see us get to a point where the number of cases overwhelm the healthcare system, because that's where we get into a really bad situation. And so I think the governor and Dr. Acton at the Ohio Department of Health are very aware of that. And so, you know, when we talk about things opening back up on May 1st, I'd like people to recognize it's not going to just be a, hey, things are back back to life as they were before, starting on May 1st. I think it's going to be a gradual reopening. I think certain businesses, I think they'll have a timetable and a plan for certain businesses to open, but others maybe to stay closed, because I really don't see us getting back to large-scale gatherings anytime soon. So things like, you know, going into a crowded movie theater probably won't be happening for a while. And so these are all, you know, it's all things that we really need to be mindful of, because we don't want to just have that large peak that they've talked about just later on. So we did all this work on the front end. We need to really capitalize on that.
If after May 1st people start to get together, we wouldn't see a new spike, I guess, until around the 14th or 15th. Is that correct? Or would it be further on than that?
It could even be further out than that. So it all kind of depends, and that's something that we need to really be watching for and mindful for, but you're exactly correct. You know, that's the challenge with this virus, is it's such a long table of time where somebody can become symptomatic after exposure with that 2 weeks, that it really creates a challenge for us, because you're absolutely correct that if all of a sudden, you know, a bunch of new people were exposed on May 1st, we may not see a large spike until later on into May, and by that point it would be too late. And so that's where we really have to be diligent, and I want people to really keep doing the things that they're doing. Even as things start to open back up, you maybe have heard the governor talk about expecting people, when you go out in public, to wear a mask, still keeping that 6 feet of distance, you know, the proper hand washing and wiping down of surfaces and things. All of these things are still going to be in place even into May, and probably, he's even mentioned, potentially for the rest of the year. And so these are things we need to be mindful of, is May 1st isn't some magical date that the virus just goes away. It's just a recognition that we can't live like this forever.
Do you feel, though, that people will actually don a mask and actually abide by that? I mean, I know the other day I was telling Keith that I went to get gas, and someone was right on top of me, and I turned around and she just looked at me like she was clueless, and I had my mask on, but it was like, stand back, you know, give me some room. Do you actually feel that people are going to, on May 1st, when the governor says things are opening back up, that they're going to not take the attitude that, you know what, you're right, May 1st, it's opening up, it's free season again, you know?
Yeah, and that's going to be a challenge for us, because I 100% agree with you that not everybody is potentially taking this as serious as maybe they should, and that creates a challenge. You know, when people think, you know, I see this in a lot of young people, is, you know, they think they're invincible, and so for them they go, hey, it doesn't really impact young people as much, although we have seen it drastically impact some young people. But recognizing that you're still potentially a carrier for this that could spread it to someone else, that it can really drastically impact. And so I think part of it is because we've done such a good job of keeping the numbers steady and the healthcare system wasn't overwhelmed, that maybe people kind of said, oh, it wasn't as bad as they made it out to be on the front end. You know, they kind of blew it out of proportion, or public health blew it out of proportion.
No, but that's, I don't believe, but that's it. Because we did stay separate. That's because
you are exactly correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what we did worked, it, you know, people didn't see the horrific side that could have come from this.
Like,
and that's why I think to some extent people may not take it seriously, but you're exactly correct. We should look to New York and look to some of these other cities of what happened there. And that could happen in any large city, or even in a small community that doesn't have a massive hospital system. You know, a handful of cases can overwhelm a smaller hospital. And so this is something that New York should be our example of what we're trying to prevent across the rest of the country. And so we're going to keep, you know, really advocating to people that you do have to take this seriously, and it's not something that just goes away. And so and I think your example is a good one, in that some of us are going to have to be more vocal with people when we're out in public to say, hey, step back from me, please, or you're going to have to take care of yourself when you do go out.
All right.
Very good. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you being with us, and we will see, we'll not see you, but we'll talk to you again on Thursday.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, excellent. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks very much, Ben. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
That's Ben Beatty, who is the
Wood County General Health District Commissioner.
Excellent.